So who's excited about this new year? Now, I know God doesn't operate according to our timetable. I don't think heaven had a big New Year's Eve celebration. But I do like the concept of a clean slate, start over, do over, something new, fresh start. I like that. And so I do like the beginning of a new year. It's an opportunity to do better and be better. So I think I got a good message to start us off this year with, our first Sunday of 2018. Let's turn over to Genesis chapter 2, book of beginnings. Genesis 2, verse 15. How many know that God's got a plan? God's got a plan for us. It's a good plan, not a plan to harm us, a plan to prosper us. He's got a hope for us. Genesis 2, verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. So from the very beginning, from creation, God had an assignment for man, had something for man to do. He had a plan for his creation. It wasn't just created to exist and created to be and created to live. To be somewhere on a particular location, there was an assignment, something for him to do. And then God wasn't going to just sit back and then let man just fend for himself either. Just kind of throw him in there. I mean, I know some of us like to teach our kids that way, or maybe different leaders like to do that. We'll just throw him in there. And that's not what God did here, just throwing man into the garden and hope something good would happen. No, he was going to be a mentor. His plan was to be a coach, a teacher, a trainer, an equipper, to give guidance. Now, he wasn't going to do it for them. They weren't robots, and he wasn't like manipulating them and making them do something. He wasn't going to do it for them, but he was going to be there with them to help them to carry out the plan. So even from the beginning, God's all about empowerment. You know, we're our mission here, empowering people to give life, give people the tools that they need to live an successful Christian life, to empower them, give them what they need, not just, so we have it, so the other folks have it, and they can live it. And his plan was for them not to fail, not to get by, not to just exist. And he made it pretty clear what he expected. If we go back to Genesis 1, verse 26, this was the expectation of God's plan for his man in the garden with the assignment that was given to him. Genesis 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. That doesn't sound like defeat, getting by or just making it. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Dominion over the creeps. How many know that's a good thing? I have dominion over that creeping fig on the side of my house. I hate that thing. I've got dominion. This is the year where I have victory. It says it right here. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Everybody say that. Be fruitful and multiply. That wasn't like a suggestion. That wasn't like a nice, warm, fuzzy thought thinking good things towards you. This was a command. This was spoken over man. He was expecting them to be fruitful and to multiply. fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, and so it shall be for food. So these two words, fruitful, this word, if you do a little study on it, means making you fruitful. That's where the coaching comes in, the mentoring, the teaching and the training, making you fruitful. It means growth, it means to bear fruit, it means to produce more fruit. The word multiply, just what you think it means to become great, become many, to increase exceedingly. So we were made by God to bear fruit from the very beginning. Made by God to bear fruit, and we're made in His image. He's a creator. He's a God of increase. He's a God of multiplication. Now, there's two aspects of bearing fruit. He's given us dominion and authority and the power to plant seed. Those are two vital aspects to bear fruit. To be fruitful and multiply is by you having dominion and authority, walking in that, and by planting seed, the kind of seeds that you plant. Very important. Now, notice, as good as it was in the garden, they lived in God's garden, but God did not live in them. That's something to keep in mind as we go through this message today. It was good. God said it was good, and it was good. But He did not live in them. He was on the outside and was going to coach and mentor and train. And that is a problem because Satan came in between God and man, right? We know the story. Satan separated man from the source. Satan became man's lord and master. And then man took on Satan's nature, stealing, killing, and destroying. Or you could say decrease, decay, and death. The opposite of multiplication and fruitfulness. So God's command was multiplication and to be fruitful. Satan came on the scene. Sin came on the scene. Death, destruction, stealing, killing, decrease, decay. But thank God for the gospel. I'm just going to, jump way ahead in the story here to John 3:16. Let's look at that. John 3:16. For God so greatly loved. Aren't you glad today for God's love? That's why He did it. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that He even gave up His only begotten, unique Son, that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on Him shall not perish, shall not decay, shall not decrease, shall not go backwards, shall not lose, shall not fail. Shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through Him. So Jesus came to change things. Jesus came to defeat what the devil had done. Jesus came to defeat decrease, decay, failure, lack, sickness, everything that came from the enemy. I mean, John 10:10 is pretty clear. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance, to the full, till it overflows. God wants you in 2018 to have an overflow kind of life. He wants you to enjoy this life. This abundant life is not just until we get to heaven. It's for right now. And so I don't know about 2017. I mean, really, we've wiped the slate. 2017's over. I'm just talking now about 2018, what he has for you. He's got an abundant life in Christ, a life overflowing with good things. And this year, we will be fruitful and we will multiply. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you will be fruitful, you will multiply. You add some other stuff in there. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, just like it was in the garden, this is not an option. This is a command. This blessing is upon us. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am made to multiply. I am made to be fruitful. I am made to increase. I am made to move forward. I am made to live in victory. That's who I am. I know you're a little sluggish. You've had a couple too many cookies. Anybody having the crackdown at their house? Getting back on track? I don't see any hands. Anybody? Maybe just a little sluggish, but that's okay. We're getting going. We're getting warmed up here. And you may be a little spiritually sluggish. That's okay. We're about to have a crackdown starting tomorrow, 21 days of prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to get you back in shape. Hallelujah. No more spiritual cream puffs and donuts. Candy bars. All your stuff you've been eating. I won't even mention oat milk cookies at our house. We've been downing those things like popcorn. I mean, it is. Just... No, it's time for broccoli. It's time for carrots. It's time for some fruit. It's time for some protein. And so, as we start our year, in the garden, there was a separation. God didn't live in man. But let's go to Ephesians 3, and let's look at God's plan for us in Jesus. And this is significant, and this is going to be significant for you in 2018. If you want to have a year of multiplication and a year of fruitfulness like never before, you got to spend some time in Ephesians 3. Spend some time praying about this and meditating on this and thinking on this, because this is going to be a key. I don't want to just get by. I don't want to just exist. I don't want to just live my life and breathe, you know. I want to move forward in God and walk in His plan. Now look at what it says here. Ephesians 3 verse 16. Now this is the will of God. This is the heart of God. This is what God desires to do in your life. Ephesians 3 verse 16. May He grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory. I mean, I just like these words. To be strengthened, reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through faith, actually dwell settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. This is what God desires. This is what God wants. This is the whole thing about Jesus. This is why it's so different being in Christ as far as than being in the law or being in Abraham. Make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically through experience and for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of his divine presence. Woo! It's my first woo of 2018. You should be wooing a little bit. The richest measure of the divine presence, become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. The God of multiplication. The God of increase. The God of fruitfulness. The God of healing. The God of provision. The God of love. The God of peace. The God of power. That God is living on the inside of you. How can you fail? And so we're big on Ephesians 3:20. I mean, who loves Ephesians 3:20? I mean, we've got our own little phrase, E320. That's ours. That's trademarked. Good news. We got that. But E320 has to do with the E16, 17, 18, and 19. Right. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that has worked within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly. I mean, how can you not like that? Who can use a little superabundance? Anybody?
Yes.
Use a little superabundance at your house?
Yes.
Man, I'm having a superabundant kind of day. How are you doing today? I'm doing superabundantly, thank you. How are you? Good. What kind of year are you going to have? I'm going to have me a superabundant year. What kind of year are you going to have? Oh, a lack, defeat, failure, strife, depression. Well, come join us because we're having super abundance over here. Why is that? Because we're connected with God. Because God's in us. Because what's in God is in us. You're not getting it. You're just still. Super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. So as we're going into 2018, we need to be aware that God's in us. We need to be constantly reminded and be aware and think about it, dwell on it, that God is in us, because that's a big deal about Christianity. It's a big deal about him coming. He wanted to come and live in us. And Satan is working constantly to get that off our minds, to get that away from us, to make us think that we're on our own, that God's way up there and You know, he's doing his thing and we're on our own and we're having to make it and fend for ourselves. And but he's a liar. And he wants to get you separated from who you are and separated from this knowledge and this understanding that God dwells in me. His Spirit dwells in me. His Spirit is there to empower, to strengthen, to help, to guide, to teach, to train. All the things that God wanted to do in the garden with Adam, he's now doing in us. So let's go over to John 15. And I read this verse when we did the In His Presence series, but it really, really fits here as we begin 2018. And I want to read this from the Message translation, so maybe you just want to follow along. I want to help you. I want to help you start off right. We want to help you. We want to help you grow. We want to help you move forward. We want you to walk in the victory that God has for you. We want you to be successful Christians. We want you to know the plan that he has for your life. We want you to have a vision, give you the tools. We want to help empower you to give life. And this is the key here. John 15, verse 1. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. And every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back so it'll bear even more. He's into multiplication. He's into fruitfulness. This is who God is. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me. Just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. You can make all kind of plans for this year, but if you're not joined to him, what does it all mean? I am the vine, you're the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate, organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Look at those words. I love that. The harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown in the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples, I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. Verse 16. Let's jump to verse 16. You didn't choose me. I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit. Amen. That's why we're here, guys. That's why we're here. We're not just existing. We're not just being comfortable. We're not just trying to have a good life. We're not just trying to live the American dream. We are here to bear fruit. Fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. So 2018, and again, 2017's behind us. We're talking about 2018. We're talking about the year of what's ahead for us. God wants us to multiply. God wants us to be fruitful. He desires for us to grow, to increase, to move forward. He desires for us to walk in our authority, to plant seeds, water seeds, reap a harvest. So this is what I feel like God is saying to me and saying to us in 2018. I'm not trying to make any kind of slogan, but this is a year for being fruitful. This is a year to win more people to Christ. This is a year to help more people grow as believers. This is a year to help more people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's vital. This is a year to help people learn how to disciple others. Not only to help Sean grow, but to help Sean help other people grow. This is a year we have to be prepared and ready to go to more places and more nations. So if God's been dealing with you about getting a passport, go ahead in January, apply. If you need to get it updated, I mean, that's a faith step. Go ahead and do it. Get it ready. Be ready. Be prepared. But I'm telling you, if you follow God, God's going to take you more places, more nations in 2018. Things I don't even know about right now. He's got a plan for you. Here's a good one for somebody. He wants us to be financially be able to do more for the kingdom. So to help you manage your money better, give you more resources so you can help the kingdom in a greater way. He desires for us healthy bodies, healthy marriages, healthy families, healthy relationships. Now, there's got to be something in that list for you that resonates with you. But here's the key, guys. Let's go back to verse 4 and 5. Can you put those back up there? Or can you put up John 15, verse 4? There you go. So, Grayson, what was your one thing? Not to worry? Cast your care? All right, so I'm going to put two things. This is my one thing here, but it's really the same. You'll allow it? Yeah, okay, thank you. If I could just tell you one thing today, this is the key for 2018 for you. If any of those things that I talked about that God wants to do in your life, This is the key. And he spells it out right here. Live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you, in the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. Go to look at verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He's the vine, we are the branches, and the fruit is born on the branches. You see that? The fruit is not on the vine. If God's going to do something in the earth, it's going to be through us, it's going to be through the branches. There's going to be multiplication and increase and fruitfulness in the earth. It's going to be through his body. He's the head. We're the body. But it's like we don't realize we're the body. And we're waiting on the head to do it when the body is supposed to do it. The body is connected to the head. The head gives the orders. The head gives the directions. And the body follows. And if that's not happening, that's division. And when you have division, nothing's going to be accomplished. See, I'm the vine, and again, I'm not any expert on growing fruit. But I've studied just a little bit here. There's in the vine, it comes from the roots. To the vine is sap, nutrients. And whatever that vine is, those branches and that fruit will represent the vine. It's not going to be, you have this vine, you know, a cherry vine and you're going to be producing oranges. The fruit reflects the vine. That's where the DNA is. That's what determines the branches and the fruit. So there's this sap, there's this life flowing in the vine that goes into, produces those branches. And when that branch is healthy, and when that branch is vitally connected to the vine, it's going to produce fruit. This is going to happen. And so go ahead and make your plans. Make your resolutions, all of that, your commitments, whatever you do for 2018. But I really recommend, you know, we're starting 21 days of prayer. It would be better to get the plan from Him. Because He's the plan giver. He's the creator. Get the marching orders. Get the direction from Him. You know, and you know, again, there's a lot of good things to do. But what's the best things to be doing? He knows. And in 2018, say, I'm going to be connected to Jesus, to God, to His Word, to the Holy Spirit like never before. And there's some here, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Well, this is your year. We got to stop relying on someone else. And see what I'm trying to do. And someone's like Sean and I, we're connected. And the Bible talks about iron sharpens iron. What we're trying to do in each other's lives is to help each other be closer to God, more connected to God, more intimate with God. That's what we're in our relationship. We're talking about the things of God and how to challenge each other and, you know, caring for each other, praying for each other. But that's what I want for Sean. I don't want me just to know the vine and be connected and have that life flowing in me and Sean not have it. No, I want Sean to have it. I want Sean to have it more than I have it. So I'm going to encourage Sean or whoever that I'm connected with to be connected to the vine and do all I can in my prayers, in my words, in my actions to help him do that. He may not know how. Sean does. But some people I work with, they don't know. And so I'm going back to the very beginning of farming. But he's more advanced. And so we're at a higher level. And we're going to work at that level. Whatever. I'm going to work with the Holy Spirit, whatever level you're at. But you've got to be connected to the vine. We've got to help you do that. You've got to be connected to Jesus through His Word. And I'll just leave that for you. I got something else I'm looking at there. We're starting 21 days of prayer tomorrow. And we're making it as easy as possible. We have a noontime prayer. We have, 12 to 1. And then we have prayer at 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. And then we have prayer on Saturdays, 9:30, Sundays, 9:30. Prayer is a good place to start. To be intimate with God. And then 21 days, you know, it takes about 21 days to make a habit. Why don't you go ahead and determine right now, I'm going to be there. Maybe you can't make it for all of them. That's okay. We're not, you know, some law here. But make it to some. But you make a commitment. You're going to pray every day, all 21 days. What could happen in this church? Well, Ephesians 3:20. Martha starts praying. Eddie starts praying. Rhonda starts praying. I'm start praying. We're all directed by the Holy Spirit. We've got His Word, praying His Word. You can't go wrong praying His Word. But then we're led by the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, praying in our known language, praying in unknown language. If we just came and prayed in tongues, it says when you pray in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God. Now, how could that be wrong and a bad thing? Well, my flesh doesn't want to. Hey, you're going to have to put that flesh under. It's spirit, soul, body, not body, soul, spirit. You tell your flesh, I'm going to be there at prayer. You know, it's like, you know, when it's cold, sometimes you just want to stay in the bed. Some of you are about that, just like by prayer. It's like cold all the time. And you just want to stay in bed. Get out of bed. 2018, get out of bed. Get out from your slumber. We're doing all we know to do here. We got other plans. All we know to do here. But if you're not willing, I don't want to pass you by. I know God's got amazing things for us in 2018. I don't want to pass you. I want you to come, you know, come on and join us. Well, I don't know how to pray, Pastor. Well, we'll teach you. You come sit by me and I'll teach you how to pray. I've been praying for 30 years. I know how to connect. I'm not the only one. I know how to connect with God. I know how to get my prayers answered. There's a whole lot of other folks here. But let's start the year off the John 15 way. Let's be a branch connected to the vine. Let's let the sap just come out of that vine and come into us. Let's just let His love just fill us up. His presence just fill us up. His peace just fill us up. His healing power, let it just fill us up. His prosperity, let it just fill us up. His wisdom is going to rub off on you. And then you go about your day walking in your dominion and authority, Holy Spirit words. Then you go about your day planting the right kind of seed. So what I'm saying is, come join us for prayer. Let's do John 15 together. I haven't even read you what Lee Grady prophesied about the church in October. Listen to what he said, and it all fits because our theme for our prayer times, open doors. This is what Lee Grady, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, but it's good, and we're probably just going to need to get the whole thing out and play it. He said by the Spirit of God, several significant doors in the community are opening to Good News Church. Unusual doors. I like that. Unusual doors. Outreach doors. Doors you didn't think of. Open doors. Door to the immigrant community. He spoke that by the Spirit of God to this church. Door to troubled youth opening. I just got goosebumps. Not that's a sign of anything, but it's better than nothing. I mean, it's something. Door to troubled youth opening. Inside turned outward. I like this. Maximum love setting. Got the heater cranked up. Maximum love setting. I want to have that on me. Just be on maximum. Good News Church would shine brighter than ever before. We've had some bright days. We've had some amazing days over 20-something years of Good News Church. A lot of life's been given. Was God through with us? Are we going to rest on past success, past fruitfulness? I'm trying today to raise your expectancy. If you don't believe it, if you don't expect it, it's not going to happen. But you got to open your heart and you got to engage yourself. And you've got to be willing. You've got to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Let's do that together. If you can't join us for a day, if you, you know, do your best to make it to all of them, but it's, you know, if you can't, you pray on your own. And we'll be praying together. And I believe there's going to be more direction given, more specific things that he has for us. But every day is a day to be fruitful. Every day is a day to plant seeds. Every day is a day to walk in love. Every day is a day to water those seeds. So, Justin, I just want to tell you, man, open doors, brother. Open doors. Open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors. Open doors. Point to your neighbor, open doors. Point to your other neighbor, say unusual doors. Point at yourself and then go ahead and turn them to the maximum love setting. Let's go ahead and stand for a minute. Let's just give him praise. Just give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for open doors. Thank you, Lord, for open doors. Windows of heaven pouring out blessings. We don't have room enough to contain it all. The floodgates are open. Pouring it out. It can be different. It can be better. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Old things passed away. All things become new. Oh, glory to God. Those thoughts of failure. And you know, the unpardonable sin, that's gone. Depression, that's gone. Defeat, that's gone. You're not a loser. You're victorious in Christ. Take authority over the lies of the devil. Cast those out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay, she. Yeah. Do it, yeah.
Arlene, I was just wondering if you would come and share what praying did for you last year. I know that you came and made a commitment to come to the days of prayer. Nothing like being put on the spot, right? It's okay. Come up here on the step so they can see you.
Last year, when we did the 21 days of prayer and fasting, that was like a turning point for my life. It works. But you have to put yourself. You have to come. You have to show up. You have to put yourself out there and allow God to minister to you, to change those things inside of you. That for many years, at least for me, I felt stuck. You know, like I felt progress, but then stuck again. So, like when you come and you pray and you just surrender to God, you know, he just frees you from all those things. You know, and those 21 days of prayer, I learned how to truly pray. I began to speak in the Spirit. I didn't know how to. And just by coming and listening to the people around me, you know, like how you said, sit beside you and we'll teach you. You just have to be a few chairs away and just hear. And God just shows you how to do it. You know, you just learn, you just pick it up, and thank God, you know, I have that freedom now to freely pray. You know, and I know for my husband too, we're both now speaking in tongues. It's something that we never did till we started coming to the prayer time. And it's life changing. Let me tell you, it's life changing. You begin like, whoa, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. But as the time passes, you're just like, there's something changing. Something changing. Your thoughts, your mind, you know, just they just begin to change. They begin to align with God's thoughts. And you really begin to see his hand move in your own life. So
amen. Thank you for sharing, Arlene. That was powerful. I want to start praying right now. Let's stir up some change. Amen. I do want to echo that sentiment and encourage you all to participate. Remind you, noon, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. on the weekends. If you can't make it to join us, I really encourage you to do so. But if you can't, make a commitment to pray on your own and expect God to speak to you. And we're praying about these open doors that Pastor Matt had talked about and that Lee Grady had prophesied over us, and expecting God to open even more doors than the ones that he mentioned specifically. God's got doors for you. He's got open doors for you.